Well, you've got to be blue to sing the blues.
That's true, right. Yes. They passed a law in Arkansas, no hitchhiking.
Yeah.
And one afternoon, I was hitchhiking, trying to get around to Little Rock. Mm-hmm. And so a fellow by the name of Mr. Cuff, he was the baddest fellow
down through.
Yeah, in the latter part of Arkansas. So he said, "What are you doing hitchhiking here, fella, a boy?" I said, "Well, say, I'm trying to get home to work." He said, "Where you work at? Who you work for?" I said, "I work in Hughes for Mr. Charlie Hewlin." So he said, "Come on, I'll take you there." You know what I mean? Yeah. In other times,
yeah. If you'd have been whipping the other man,
yeah, don't be working. Yeah. You'd have got a whipping.
That's right, yeah. That's
and,
right.
And went to jail and went to the levee and went to the farm.
Went out on the farm and worked for no pay.
That's right. So that's right. Since I was working for Mr. Charlie Hewlin, he taken me to Mr. Charlie.
Yeah, he was even scared to bother you because you was one of his
that's right, he take me in his car.
That's right.
He also gave me a drink.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
They'll do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. They'll do that, too.
That's right. About Charlie Hewlin, see, he was really a friend. I mean, we thought so anyway that time to Negro.
Well, that's the man. That's the man that that we all run to, in time of just like
when someone mistreated
us. Yeah, Lou Rand or some of those guys.
Otherwise, he was considered the mercy man.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember an incident happening in Hughes, Arkansas. They had a fellow there named Charlie Holman that were running a honky tonk.
That's right. Ballot.
He had a lot of property there, you know. He had a lot of property there. He'd been a customer. So they hired a sheriff there. And so the sheriff was living in one of Charlie Holman's place, housing. He wouldn't pay Charlie no rent. He was just staying there. And so every time that Charlie would ask him for some rent, he'd whip him.
Yeah.
So he happened to be, as they say, one of Mr. Charlie Hewlin's Negroes.
Mm-hmm.
So Charlie Holman finally got enough nerve to go tell Charlie Hewlin. So Charlie Hewlin tells the police, say, "Saturday evening at 1 o'clock, meet me. I'm killing you or you kill me."
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's no joke. That's what happened. So he met him that evening, and he told him, "Well, I came to kill you. You've been messing with one of my Negroes." Mm-hmm. So the police went to get his pistol, and Charlie Hewlin shot him through the heart. So they pulled him over out the street and let the honky-tonk roll on.
Well, I've been in places that was levee camps. I've been in places where they have them, you know, they have their dances and their ball houses, what they call us, and Negroes all be in that gambling, you know, and they shoot a Negro down, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And some little short guy be standing around a crap table. The crap table is high. He can't get up there. And I've seen them pull him up,
stand on
pull
him.
That dead man up there and stand on him and still keep shooting dice,
that's
see?
Right, that's
and I've heard Loran come around and say, "If you boys keep yourself out the grave, I'll keep you out of jail."
That's see? Right. They
say, "If you kill a nigger, I'll hire nothing." If you know what I mean. If you kill a mule, I'll buy nothing.
Yeah,
you know, one of those things.
You
ever heard
that?
That
occurred to me on the levee camp. They used to say, you know, when fellas be so tired for carrying logs or something like that, you know, clearing a new ground, you say, burn out, burn up.
Yeah.
Fall out, fall dead.
Yeah.
I mean, just keep rolling.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the best you could do. So you work yourself to death, or either you're a good man.
That's right. That was I've heard those things, too.
Burn out, burn up.
Mm-hmm.
Fall out, fall dead.
That's right.
Yeah. So we had a few Negroes down there that wasn't afraid of white people and talk back to them. They call those people crazy.
Crazy people.
Yeah.
I wonder why they call them crazy, because they speak up for his rights.
Yeah, they call them crazy.
Well, they do that, you know.
Yeah.
I had an uncle like that, and they hung him. They hung him down there because they say he was crazy and he might ruin the other Negroes.
That's right.
see?
Yeah.
And that's why they hung him, see? Because he was a man that if he worked, that he wanted pay, and he could figure as good as a white man, and he had a good education as some of the white, better than some of the white people down there, because a lot of them down there would come to him for advice.
The white people down there were just about almost as dumb as we were.
I remember one time, my auntie, she had a baby, had a boy, see, and he was about two or three years old, yeah. And the white man come up there one day, and he told him, he said, "Say, Jerry, says I want you to get that woman out there and put her to work. Says there's no woman here sets up and don't work and sit up in the shade but Miss Ann." And my uncle said, "Well, who is Miss Ann?" He says, "Miss Ann is my wife." He said, "Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Say, my wife is named Ann, too, and she sets up in the shade. So she don't come out in the field and work." He says, "She got to come out." I said, "No nigger sets up here to outwork it." He said, "Well, that's one. Miss Ann is a Negro, and she ain't going to work in the field." And he jumps off his horse. Well, he whooped him. My uncle whooped him and run his horse on the way and then beat him up and run him away from that. So then he went to town. They got a gang and come out there after him that night. And he shot all four or five of them, and they got away. And so then they finally caught him, and they hung him. Yeah, about 50 or 60 of them come out there and got him, killed him. That was on the corner he was protecting for his own wife because he didn't want his wife to work out on the plantation, on the farm. And his wife had a baby there at the house she had to take care of, and she was expecting another one pretty soon. And he said that she wasn't too good to work because she was a nigger. She could work as good as any other Negroes on the place. That was the whole story about that.